wake up in the morning, love. The sunlight hurts my eyes. Something without warning, love. It bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Lovely day.
Yeah.
Lovely day.
It's gonna be a lovely day, Mr. Orchard. Lovely day. Ain't it gonna be lovely here?
Lovely.
Don't you love the weather we have out there right now, man? It May's just a great month. You get a little cool. I don't understand your phrase the other day. Blackberry winter, blackberry summer, whatever it is. That's the when you get a 3-day blast like we had. That's where the blackberries kind of burst a little bit there and really jump a little bit. I didn't know that was the case. 56 degrees currently in Bethpage, New York. 59 here in Clemson. But we're going to see hot weather here over the weekend. And let me check Bethpage Black. Let's see what Bethpage is going to look like in New York City. See if we can get their weather up.
First group is already off up there, Bethpage.
Isn't that crazy? 6:45. Now, you know they're way east of us. East of us. Over on Long Island. I never spent any time on Long Island. You?
No.
I need to spend a whole summer in Long Island. It'd be nice if my complete computer just went completely blank, though. Something happened here? Anyway, yes, come back up now. 100%, I need to spend a whole summer up there because of the great golf course that they have. And it really looks like a nice place out on Long Island. Today, you could see afternoon thunderstorms, about a 40% chance there, high of 67. Tomorrow, 70, and Sunday, 67. Winds at 8 to 14 miles an hour over the weekend. So, good weather for the most part, though. So we'll see what comes out of all that. Hey, Mr. Orr 24, let me recap where we are. A lot of people can join us at 7 o'clock. Josh Williams has four things he wants to discuss in his normal Friday deal. We'll get the Preakness stuff. We have a college football playoff prop bet that Josh wants to talk about. Also, some rivals rankings as of late. We'll get some of that coming up. 805 Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report for the outdoorsmen out there and outdoors ladies out there. And then Larry Penley joins us. His club is making it to the NCAA tournament, I think, for the seventh consecutive year. So we'll ask him about that coming up. Clemson beats Wake Forest 4-3. Hey, were we too harsh on the Tigers, or did the schedule ease up because they've won three out of four and four out of six? Maybe playing a little bit better. The pitching has been a little bit better, maybe, and there were some signs, maybe. Hopefully.
No, they were playing terrible baseball, and they found a way, to their credit and their credit alone, to win some baseball games as of late and maybe make the end of the season a little bit more interesting than it was shaping up to be.
Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I still have more questions than answers.
100%. 100%.
Okay. But the season wasn't over when some gave up on them. Remember, they got one texter said, that's it, close it down, put the bats up and put the equipment up, and we'll come out and do it next year.
Listen, I get it. It was getting dark early.
It was.
You know?
Speaking of getting dark early, that's where, remember over there in when the shade of over in right field where Woody when Yogi Bear had to play in the outfield?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's right or left field. Like a lot of folks, I can't tell the difference from right field and left field. That when Yogi had to play in the outfield and the shadows are getting bad out there, when he said it gets late early out there.
Mm.
Anyway.
When you come to a fork in the road, take it.
Take it for sure. Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. it's one of my favorite ones. There's still issues, major issues with this team, but we'll see coming out. Gamecocks got beat 24-7 last night. Have you noticed that
spring football game?
Yeah, it's not good. 27-26 for South Carolina right now. 7-21 in the league. Brooks Koepka shoots 63. We'll talk much more about that. All right, Clemson is going to get a commitment tonight and a commitment tomorrow. Tonight, they will get Miles Murphy.
Get out of North Carolina.
No. There's two Miles Murphys.
There is.
Yes.
Oh, you should have made that clear over a couple of shows.
No, I made it clear 200 times now. They have a 7:30 spring game, and he's going to announce at halftime. Miles Murphy, for some reason, Mr. Or 24, you're not giving Miles Murphy his props. You got all excited about DJ. You got all excited about Brian Brisee. This is a five-star defensive end. This is the number two defensive end in America. This is the number 11 overall player, number two player in Georgia, and the number 11 overall player. You're going into Atlanta, into Powder Springs, Georgia, into Hillgrove High School, and getting a 6'4", 255-pound player that's right there on the verge of being one of the top 10 players in the country, number 11 in the country. You say you only get excited about five stars, yet you haven't got all excited about Miles Murphy over there.
This is signed, sealed, delivered. It's over?
Yep.
Then you can be excited about it. But
he will commit tonight.
The reason there's been maybe a lack of buzz of sorts is because people keep mixing up who he is.
He's not the Greensboro Miles Murphy.
He's the Georgia kid.
Right. Five star.
And he's a stud.
He's the third highest rated player in his class that will be committed to Clemson.
This is a plug and play player.
Yes. Plug and play player. Yes. And another really bright, big personality. I love when Paul Strelo tells me that, because I've never spoken to a kid, don't know anything about the personality. Paul Strelo says, this is a KJ Henry-type personality. Which, that kind of leadership, man, go ahead and sign me up for that. Kobe Pryor commits tomorrow afternoon during his birthday party. He would commit to Clemson as well. Three-star running back. The number from Cedartown, Georgia, 5'11", 205 pounds. And a guy that will be a really good complement to DeMarcus Bowman in the backfield. And Clemson will continue to have the number one class in the country coming up. So great stuff coming up.
You're excited about a kid committing on his birthday. Happy birthday to him. We don't do shout outs on the show, but birthday happy birthday
boy,
to him.
Birthday boy, birthday boy, birthday boy, birthday boy, birthday boy,
birthday boy. But Clemson did just land a five-star running back, so...
Can I make fun of the recruiting process a little bit?
I would very much encourage that.
Now, I want to be very clear here. At our place here in Clemson, we have... Texture extraordinary says, Murphy to Clemson, then Murphy to South Carolina, because the other one's going to go to South Carolina, maybe. He gets kind of feel like Josh Bell all over again. I want to be very clear about this, and this is a little bit hypocritical for Clemson fans.
Roller coaster of emotions.
Huh?
We're in a roller coaster of emotions over here.
But watch what happens. When Miles Murphy commits to Clemson, and then the kid from North Carolina, Miles Murphy, will commit to South Carolina, watch how many text messages or phone calls we get about, hey, what happened? Oh, my God, they flipped him. Anyway, two different Miles Murphy people, two different Miles Murphys. Anyway, so, Zach, I want to be clear about this. It's hypocritical for me as a Clemson guy to talk anything about what I'm about to say, but it still hits me a little bit. Clemson, remember, has a wiffle ball field. Clemson has an indoor golf simulator, which I need to spend more time over there with that.
Have you hit on that yet?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah. I've only been over twice and one of the two times. I can't remember if I was with you or some other time.
We hit it on separately, I guess. Smoked one, by the way.
Bowling alley.
Smoked one.
Yeah. What's the rooms?
Threw a gutter ball in the bowling alley.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I'm terrible at bowling.
I'm awful at bowling.
Mm.
Okay.
The nap room with the fish tank?
Yeah. So, don't get me wrong. They got a wiffle ball field, okay? So, I basketball can't say too
court.
Much. Huh?
Got the basketball court outside. A little putt-putt outside.
Yeah, but I can't say too much.
Why?
Because I'm about to make fun of South Carolina and Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina, Georgia, on these cookout weekends that they have, the Gamecocks have a pool party. You know, like, yeah, that's what college football is. Come together and the staff, you know, you put this big thing on about, oh, every weekend we cook out together, fellas, and we go to the pool together, fellas. So, you know, you got to put this little false narrative out there. But Georgia's doing something this weekend that South Carolina does. And at some point in time, I'm going to go, we might be going a little bit overboard. Zach. They're having a scavenger hunt.
A what?
Scavenger hunt.
Like clues?
Now, what you do there is, I think...
Like Blue's Clues?
I think what you do there is, like, you take them around campus and, like, this is our engineering building, and you've got to find, you know. Don't get me wrong. I take my little nieces over to downtown Greenville on Main Street, and we find the mice on Main. That's kind of cool. I get it. But we're talking about some of the highest recruited kids in the country. It is a little bit silly what we do with some of these football players nowadays. Again, Clemson's got a nap room and a wiffle ball court. I'm not totally making fun of all this. But scavenger hunt? I guess that we're out of pinatas. Did someone take the pin to tail on the donkey game? Is that what we're doing now? At what age are water balloon fights? Is that still okay, Zach? Are we going to cut off water balloon fights? We're having a scavenger hunt? I hope that we don't bring out a recruiting girls to play spin the bottle or I never. What are we doing now, man? Oh, God, come on, guys. We have scavenger hunts as football coaches. Well, come on, we'll help you out and look around.
Play a little Blue's Clues.
Am I being? Is it okay to point this out, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. This is the best text we've ever gotten. Inner scavenger hunt. What are they looking for? National championship? You know, one thing you can't find at Georgia? The punt team. Or the blocking backup on the punt team. Because he's gone to Ohio State now. You might have to go to Columbus's campus to check that out. Oh, here's a good text right here. We got some work to do now. Scooby-dooby-doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Be smart. To the Mystery Machine Gang. This is an interesting text. How many $100 bills are stuffed in these scavenger hunt items are searching for at Georgia?
Oh, no. We're not going to read that text.
I'm not going to read this text right here. Trying to find the bill bondsman in Athens.
No. That's a scavenger hunt. No, we're not going to read that text.
I'm not reading this stuff. Looking for national titles. Looking for the up back in the punt formation. I'm not doing these things. They're looking for revenge against Vanderbilt at home. I'm not announcing these things on the air. Don't send these texts into me anymore.
Please stop.
Stop it.
Roll.
Hey, it's getting a little bit out of hand, isn't it?
I mean, we ain't doing scavenger hunts here at Clemson, are we?
No, we're playing wiffle ball. We have our dignity.
We have our dignity.
We're not going to lower ourselves to the point where we're going to do that.
I'm over here trying to hit the 12-6 curve.
The wiffle ball.
You guys are doing scavenger hunts.
It is getting a little bit silly through all that. Texas is right. If you play Monopoly at Georgia, you get the get-out-of-jail-free card. Yes.
Man. We won't read that text, though.
No, we'll not read that on the air. I have two articles I wanted to get to, one in this segment, one in later. Let me quickly fly through this. It's 100 days of football, or till football, and I wanted to run. Let me run down some of the key storylines in the next couple of minutes here on CBSSports.com. Number one, Urban Meyer's lingering shadow at Ohio State and Southern Cal. He's only 54 years old. There are some thinking that Urban Meyer, well, Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart say they're going to recruit Urban Meyer at Southern Cal. Last I heard that they already have a coach. And Clay Helton at Southern Cal. Number two storyline is Jalen Hurts and Lincoln Riley. We'll get into this later on next week. We'll get into this a little bit. The third transfer quarterback at Oklahoma to win a Heisman Trophy, maybe, if Lincoln Riley can pull this off. We talked about this many times now, Alabama's response to its big loss. Here's something to talk about Clemson, and this is interesting. You and I have talked about this in the show before. Clemson fatigue is coming. I just want you to be ready for it because it's going to be a new look for the Tigers, and I'm fascinated to see the coach and the program, the players, that as they settle into this new reality. Clemson was a lovable underdog on its way up with everyone bringing their own guts, pizza parties in Death Valley, and thrilling postseason wins against the Blue Bloods of college football. But what happened in San Jose was not a last-second heroics. It was a landscape-shifting hashtag beat 'em down that proclaimed the arrival of Clemson as a modern blue blood and the true bully on the block that sits at the table in Alabama and Ohio State and Georgia and Oklahoma without feeling one bit out of place. So you'll get some Clemson fatigue, maybe. I get that. Year two coaches is a storyline. Dan Mullen, Scott Frost, Chip Kelly. I get that. Quickly, Mr. Or 24, he has 5 bowl predictions. Give me a percentage of, is this going to happen or not?
All right, Chief, what do you got?
Number one, no Power 5 team will go undefeated in the regular season.
Doubt it.
Clemson, Alabama are going undefeated in regular season.
I was
going
to say.
Number two.
So percentage-wise, that's like a, I would say a 20%
chance. 2%
chance. Yeah.
Like my milk.
Weird things happen.
Number two, Auburn will win 10 games.
We're a 1% family, by the way.
I'm a 1% family. Right. I'm a skim guy.
Oh, I can't. Skim's just drinking water. You're drinking water. You might as well pour water over.
Right. Meanwhile, you're drinking that heavy cream stuff over there at 2%, 1%.
What heavy cream stuff?
Number two, Auburn will win 10 games. That ain't happening.
No.
For Auburn to win 10 games, tell me, you and I have talked about this before, Auburn is, I think, closer to 5 wins than 10.
Mm-hmm.
For Auburn to win 10 games, they can only have 2 losses. Give me the 10 wins you see on this schedule. Or how many for sure losses? They lose to Alabama at home, right?
Yes.
They lose to Georgia at home?
Yes.
Okay. So what you're telling me is that if you win 10, you have to beat Oregon in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
You have to beat Tulane. You have to beat Kent State. You have
feasible.
To go, huh?
Feasible to beat Oregon and Dallas.
You have to win at Kyle Field, beat Texas A&M,
mm-hmm.
Mississippi State.
A beat up Kyle Field, a beat up A&M team by the
way. I can see it. You had to win at Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You have to beat Arkansas on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go to LSU and win.
It's going to be a cold day in old HE double hockey where I'm scared of Arkansas and what was his name? Joe Hicks?
Hicks.
The SMU transfer?
Yeah.
Come on.
Ole Miss at home? And you lose to Georgia, lose to Alabama, beat Stanford.
I tell you right now, Auburn's winning 10 games next year.
I tell you right now, Auburn and A&M might have the toughest I think A&M might have the toughest schedule in the country. South Carolina says they do as well. A&M and South Carolina both played Georgia, Alabama, and Clemson.
Auburn's going to win like 8 games next season.
Seven. Quickly, Jim Harbaugh will get his first win versus Ohio State.
This is happening. This is the year. Although I said that last year.
And the fourth one, Pac-12 will make the college football playoff?
No. Get out of my face with that.
Number five, Rondell White won't win the Heisman Trophy, but he should have a good case. I mean, Rondell Moore. Rondell Moore of Purdue is a fascinating football player.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he kind of changes the game a little bit. I think we'll look for more Rondell Moores of the world. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back. I've got Preakness College Football Talk and some Rivals ranking busts, according to Josh Williams, right now. Let me tell you about our friends at First Class Halt. I drive a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, and I got to tell you, I love going over there and dealing with these folks. My car key broke, and these guys had to order one for me, and it went seamless. My price was great. Everything went great. I love that. I've taken tours over there. I love the waiting rooms, by the way. They have multiple waiting rooms for you. So you got a loud kid in one, you can go to the other side, whatever, vice versa. I didn't know this, man, the equipment that these guys use. They've got this, like, alignment machine that's like $4 billion or something like that. It's amazing what the technology they have there. Only use a factory, only use OEM parts, the best when it comes to that. They're going to be upfront. They're going to be honest with you. They want to earn your second, third, fourth trip. The guys over there know that, you know, they could screw you out of one deal and make more money off of you one time, but they don't want that. They want you coming back as a loyal customer. Their retention rate is really unbelievable. It's our friends at First Class Halt. Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota. Let them work on it for you. They have specials every single month up right now. Memorial Day special coming up for you of all throughout the month of May. Check them out in Greenville. Check them out in Anderson. It's firstclasshalt.com. Some Vegas talk with Josh Williams right after this.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench? A trailer? Van life? Work truck? Motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
Tailgating is awesome, unless you're sitting downwind from the grill. So always remember to pick up a Bojangles Big Bow box. It has everything you need for a great tailgate party.
Feed the whole group with a 12-piece super tailgate special for just $22.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
My mommy and daddy lost 150 pounds on the health dare. That's like three of me.
That's right. I lost 80 pounds while still eating carbs, fruit, and even fast food. My husband was pretty skeptical, but he lost 70 pounds.
And Daddy doesn't snore anymore.
The Health Deer is reversing symptoms of sleep apnea, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol in 30 days or your money back. Go to iDareGreenville.com. That's iDareGreenville.com. I dare you.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takeuchi compact equipment at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takeuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
This is your breakfast wake-up call from Panera Bread. Don't start your day with a greasy processed breakfast. At Panera, breakfast to go no longer means to settle. Wake up with their new maple glazed bacon scrambled egg and cheese breakfast wrap. And pair it with their new Madagascar vanilla cold brew. All made 100% clean and ready to go with rapid pickup at the push of a button. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And that means compromising isn't an option. Panera, food as it should be.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Hello, beautiful and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. And we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. M-Sculpt, nothing like you've seen before.
Technology that allows you to sculpt both your muscle and your fat.
Only four 30-minute treatments.
And you can tone your abs or lift your booty. Because at backto30.com,
90 days,
no surgery,
real results.
Goodbye, handsome.
We need your help to raise money for cancer research. On May 20th, the annual Legacy Dinner will be held in Anderson. Enjoy your special meal with Inky Johnson and local celebrities and get in on some good deals during the VIP auction event. It's a great time for a great cause, and we want you there to help us raise $100,000 for cancer research. Call Carolina Auto Auction at 864-231-7000 or look for our Facebook page and let us know you are joining us to help the Winship Cancer Institute of Emory University.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If I were you, I'd quit talking right now.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all.
If you're getting married this summer, groomsman special going on. Groom gets his free. Father groom gets his free. And three groomsmen come up there to Rooster's Pelham Road over in Greenville. Look good, man. Look good. There's a 0% chance that I'll have another wedding. And I would say a 1% chance I'm ever in another wedding again. Once you get to be 50, like, you're not in people's weddings.
Mm-hmm.
What might be in Drake's wedding, maybe. That's my chance.
Maybe.
And I'll go over to Roosters in about 25 years, hopefully. And if they're still in business, which they will be for what they do. Groomsmen special. Graduations coming up. Still got your high school kids out there graduating, you guys. Think about Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center off of Pelham Road over in Greenville. So go by and take advantage of those great specials, graduation specials and groomsmen specials over at Roosters. Get the full treatment, guys. You're going to love it. RoostersMGC.com. 2 days in a row. Josh Williams, you're not getting married this summer, are you? I hadn't received any kind of invitations or anything.
So not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Didn't know. Didn't know if that was in your plans. 2 days in a row. I enjoyed yesterday. Before I get into the horse racing stuff, thoughts on what you saw from Bethpage Black yesterday?
Yeah, it's got to be pretty much Kepka's to lose. At this point, I saw something coming into the week. He was like 15 shots better than anybody else in the field the last four or five majors, and also that only increased after yesterday.
And you were exactly right about Tiger Woods yesterday, that the rust seemed to show, and he's tied for 51st coming into today. I know nothing about the Preakness. I know I had the controversy. I asked you about that on yesterday's show about by the letter of the law and did the right thing and how controversial that was. First of all, who's racing? Who's not racing? Because this is a big issue at the Preakness every single year. Winners and non-winners, things like that, trying to triple crowns, things on these lines. Who's running in the field at the Preakness tomorrow? Of note.
So obviously a little bit shorter race, mile 3/16, and shorter field, 13 horses as opposed to the 20 that were in the Derby. But even 13 is a little bit bigger field than normal for the Preakness, it seems like. I think there's been a lot of two or three late entries, even Monday, Tuesday, early Wednesday this week. So it seems like this field's kind of wide open and guys are just going to kind of take their chance. So, 31 of the last 35 Preakness winners also ran in the Derby, and 22 of the last 27 finished at least six in the Derby. So you got four horses carrying over from the Kentucky Derby running in this race as well. The one horse War of Will, who was involved in the inquiry there in the Derby, the four-horse Probable, which is the favorite. Those two horses are the top two betting choices. The nine-horse Bodie Express and the 13 Win-Win-Win. It's kind of hard to just completely throw out horses in this one, being a shorter field, but the nine-horse Bodie Express, he's never won a race in his life so far, so I don't know if you want to throw him out because of that. I could see it. I think maybe the 11 Laughing Fox could be a throwout, and then maybe even the 6 Market King. He's trained by 83-year-old Dwayne Lucas, and he's got a 58-year-old jockey, so they definitely get the AARP award for this race. Interviewing Lucas this week, they basically said that, I like coming to Pimlico, I like coming to the Preakness. I'm just going to throw this guy in there. So basically they're going to send him out early, send him to the lead and just hope he has enough stamina to maybe last to hit the bottom of the board. But he's one that should be fading down the stretch there. The other rabbit would probably be the three-horse Warrior's Charge. He's that trainer Cox has two horses in there, so maybe you could make an argument that he's a rabbit softening up Market King so that his other horse can kind of close there. Bourbon War, he'll be a very popular horse tomorrow in the two-hole. He was probably be a pretty good trendy horse. His odds will probably continue to go down. He was 12-1 on the morning line yesterday. He's one that kind of had a lot of buzz that they thought was going to make the Kentucky Derby, but kind of faded a little bit in the last couple of prep races. And didn't quite get enough points to make the Derby. Always Mining, which is in the 7-hole, he's at 8-1. He's a local Maryland horse. He's had 9 races in his life. He's only ever run at the other Maryland track, Laurel Park. The thing is, he's won the last 6 by an average of, I think, almost 6 lengths in each race. So you kind of question the competition a little bit. You maybe kind of compare him to an NC State football team that maybe runs through September beating up on the likes of like William & Mary and Old Dominion, North Carolina Central, and East Carolina, blowing them all out and get ranked top 20. But he's definitely stepping up in class in this one. We'll see what he's really made of. But I think the clear 5 best horses in the race, I think, are Improbable, War of Will, win. Those three, like we said, were in the Derby, but also add the two new shooters in Owendale and another twist of fate. And, you know, it's been 17 of the last 21 years. There's been at least one new horse that did not run in the Derby that also hit the board.
No Triple Crown this year. Country House, who wasn't going to win the Preakness, I don't think anyway, withdrawn, a virus maybe, him out. Maximum Security, I would have been interested to see Maximum Security run, because had he won, we could have had the pseudo Triple Crown maybe. But am I wrong for thinking that without either of those two horses, the two storylines from the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness just loses an awful lot of luster?
No, that's definitely true. Definitely true, and you know, they'll probably spend half or a third of the time in the lead up to the race tomorrow on TV still talking about the incident at the Derby too.
No doubt. All right, you came across. We didn't talk about this last week. We had some brand new college football playoff props. What did I miss by last week when we didn't mention this?
This one got released, I think, last Friday or Saturday at the South Point. It's basically a three-way prop to win the national championship. You got one group of Alabama, Oklahoma, Ohio State. Those three teams at 8-5 odds, and then you've got Clemson, Georgia, and Michigan at 3-2. Or you can take the rest of the field at 12-5.
If you're taking that bet on May the 17th, where's your money?
I think the Clemson and Georgia side probably has two of the three best teams in it, you know, being Clemson, Georgia, and Alabama. So I guess if you want to play your odds, I think that one would be, the one where you get your most bullets, I guess.
It's crazy the field bet would – I take the field in a lot of different stuff. Not I don't bet on anything, but my thoughts are the field, but certainly not the case as far as this bet goes. Hey, and then finally I noticed Rivals gets it right a lot of times, but you had a thought about what was your thought that you texted me about 2016 and maybe some of the – maybe when they didn't get it right stops.
Yeah, I'll read these names to you and tell me what they've got in common. Ben Davis, Shaq Smith, Meek Juarez, Eric Fowler, Caleb Kelly, Trey Lamar, Mack Wilson, Curtis Robinson, Keandre Jones, and Dalen Hayes. That'd be 10 on that list. All 10 were ranked in the top 31. All 10 were five-star linebackers in the 2016 recruiting class. As a whole, they're pretty much a bunch of misses. I guess you could probably say Mack Wilson is the best of the bunch, and he was a fifth-round pick. And then obviously Trey Lamar was an early entry to not get drafted. But most of the rest of them have either been hurt, largely been a bust, or are transferring.
Well, and Lamar had a good career here. I think that first of all, linebackers are tough to project because Trey Lamar is 240 pounds coming out, and that doesn't go necessarily parlay into a great NFL career. Big linebackers now, they've kind of switched a little bit there. So I think that's probably one thing. Ben Davis, I think injury, wasn't Ben Davis injuries? He was 236. Shaq Smith was a defensive end that was out of position. Through a lot of those guys, though, it just seemed like that they're either position changes or just didn't fit, were too big moving forward and had a hard time, you know, keeping their body there moving forward. Some of those guys had decent college careers, though. So I wouldn't say, I don't know, all together, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like Juarez, he's transferring, I think, from UCLA to Utah. But he's had, I think, three total tackles the last 2 years.
Yeah.
He was ranked in the top 10.
Bust.
Eric Fowler at Texas, you know, he transferred from Texas to Sam Houston State.
Bust.
You know, the Robinson kid at Stanford, he's never started yet. He's got, I guess, another year left, but he seems to be injured. And then, obviously, Keandre Jones, that was at Ohio State, you know, really never played there at all. And you know, Shaq Smith has been seldom used here. Looks like both of those are probably, that, probably
Mac Wilson, Maryland. Wilson had a solid career. Trey Lamar, solid career. The other Alabama kid, Davis, you know, I don't know what Davis, I don't, to be honest, I know more about, a lot more about Mac Wilson than I do Ben Davis through a lot of that. But the point there, I think, in linebackers kind of difficult though, if you go back and look at it every year. I have to go back and look at, maybe other years.
Yeah, but I mean, linebacker. I don't know. I mean, but is it as difficult as like offensive line? I don't know. I don't think so. It seems like offensive line's got to be one of the hardest evaluations there is.
Quickly, the next year, Baron Browning at Ohio State, outside linebacker. I'm not sure what he's done so far. Was a 5-star. And Jordan Anthony at Michigan was a 5-star. Jacob Phillips at LSU, a 5-star. I do know this. I did. Dylan Moses at Alabama was a 5-star. Those are the ones the very next year, the only 5-stars there. I do know this, that in the NFL draft, it was safeties like Pratt and those guys that got bigger or guys that moved over from another position that you saw maybe in the NFL draft at linebacker. And the other thing is inside linebackers or middle linebackers in the NFL draft. Like the last 3 years, there's been so few middle linebackers drafted in the NFL that I didn't realize.
Yeah, I mean, Devin White was
yep.
Running back or fullback, if I remember right.
Yep. Great point. No doubt about it. Great point. Next week, let's talk some college baseball stuff. Next week, let's talk review the Preakness a little bit. Always look forward to it, buddy. Hope you have a great weekend.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me. Have a good weekend.
All right. That's Josh Williams, J-Dub, who's not getting married this weekend. Of the three of us, two of us aren't getting married this weekend. I mean, this summer. They made you look around a little bit there. It's not this weekend, then. When is the date, by the way? Need to know this. It's July. July the 11th.
July the 13th.
13th. July the 13th. We'll see. Well, I told, you know why Drake didn't sleep last night?
Why?
Told him he couldn't come to your wedding.
Oh, dang,
he was
man.
Upset.
You
man.
Had to tell him that.
I know. He was totally upset with that. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I want to get your thoughts on this, Mr. Or24. I have an article rating all the jobs in Division I football. About if it's, you know, how good the job is. And get your thoughts on it. We'll discuss that after a very short break. So Mickey Plotter Show, more on a Friday right after this. Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife Beth and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our 8 homemade sauces, made from scratch sides, and our low and slow southern smoked barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers. Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Tee off against cancer on Tuesday, May 21st at Cobbs Glen during our annual charity golf tournament for the Winship Cancer Institute of Emory University. You can win your share of over $60,000 in cash and prizes and win some great raffle prizes. It's Captain's Choice, and you can pick an 8 a.m. or 2 p.m. tee time. There are many sponsorship levels to choose from. Contact Carolina Auto Auction at 864-231-7000 or visit our Facebook page to sign up. Tee off against cancer Tuesday, May 21st at Cobbs Glen.
During May, there are many reasons to celebrate. Graduations, Mother's Day, the unofficial start to summer. Nothing is more important than recognizing the ultimate sacrifice brave men and women have made to defend our freedoms and keep democracy alive and well. May is National Military Appreciation Month. Easley Lawn and Garden and Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram remind us that the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, and the Coast Guard have protected this great nation for hundreds of years. Take time this month to pay tribute to all of our military, past and present, who have sacrificed so that we may all remain free. They have gone above and beyond in their roles as servicemen and women. We honor them in May during National Military Appreciation Month. Remember them now and always. Brought to you by Easley Lawn and Garden, locally owned and operated by a veteran, and by Big O Dodge, American made, American proud.
For nearly 25 years, the Husqvarna Auto Mower has been the number one best-selling auto mower worldwide. With the Husqvarna Auto Mower Crown Commitment Program, you can enjoy your weekends again and know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Auto Mower within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna dealer, return it for a full refund or exchange. It's that simple. Easley Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Auto Mowers, and they've been making happy homeowners for years with the entire line of Husqvarna Auto Mowers. Let a Husqvarna Auto Mower do the work while you relax. Trust the experts at Easley Lawn and Garden and the ingenuity of Husqvarna Auto Mowers, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. It's Easley Lawn and Garden, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, heading into downtown Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Who is responsible for this?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that.
Welcome back to the Mickey Plyler Show. A big thank you to Josh Williams for joining us last segment. We really appreciate him going back-to-back days with us. It's not easy to do that. And again, we appreciate Josh Williams down there joining us, talking Preakness, talking to PGA, betting, all this kind of good stuff. And we look forward to speaking with him next week. Coming up later in the show, we, of course, have our hunting refishing report right after the 8 o'clock hour. We'll get with Jinx Inc. Realty and jump into all things hunting and fishing. Can't wait for that. And then Coach Larry Pinley will join us at some point during today's program here on the Mickey Plyler Show. Now, planned for this segment was a list by Athlon Sports, 130 people on this list, 130 teams on this list, all the college football coaching jobs for 2019, 130 all the way down to one. And you know what? We're going to jump into it. We're going to jump in, maybe mention some of the notables and talk about them a little bit. Would love to hear from you guys out there this morning on your thoughts on the list or anything else you'd like to talk about this morning. You can call in at 864-654-7627. Again, that's 864-654-ROAR, 654-7627. Or on the text line at 986-1566. That's 864-986-1566. Of course, we're also available on Twitter. We'd love for you to reach out to us there, and we can interact during the show, after the show, whenever it is suitable for you. At Mickey Plyler, at Mr. Orr 24. So the sporting list from Athlon Sports, number 130, New Mexico State. This is, of course, all of 130 college football coaching jobs for the year of 2019. New Mexico State comes into dead last on this list. We're going to run through 30 to 29 on this list quickly because I don't really care about 130 to 129. New Mexico State, UMass, Eastern Michigan, ULM, that's Louisiana, Monroe, Liberty, Georgia State, Rice, Coastal, Kent State, and Ball State. The one notable on that one for me, obviously, is Liberty. Liberty is welcoming a new head coach up there, one that was quite familiar to us here in the Southeast, as Hugh Freeze was down there at Ole Miss for quite a number of years, and then left in disgrace, as we all remember his alleged cell phone incident with some escorts, if you will, down in the great state of Florida. Hugh Freeze looks to make a name for himself up at Liberty. The Flames joining at the FBS level in 2018 and finished 6-6 in their debut. It will be interesting to see what they can do this year with a big-name head coach. Looking forward to seeing that, to be completely honest with you. Continuing down the list, we started left off with Ball State at 121. Buffalo comes in at number 120. UTEP at 119, UConn, a future Clemson opponent on the list here at 118, South Alabama at 117, Texas State at 116, Akron, Western Kentucky, Old Dominion, UTSA, and Army at 111. Army is an interesting team. Army is a team that for the last two seasons has finished with a better record than all but seven Division I programs. Army with a 25-2 record, some crazy, ridiculous record like that. They've been great, other than Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, and teams like that. They've been great. Mickey Plyler, welcome back to the Mickey Plyler Show.
You know what that was like? I had to take a phone call.
Yeah, you did have to take a phone
because,
call.
Because we got a special guest coming up in a couple of weeks. That was like when Lindsey Buckingham does his guitar solo and Stevie Nicks and them go off stage. We got a really cool guest coming up in a couple of weeks.
We do. I'm really excited about that. I did not give it away. We were sitting here talking about the Athlon Sports list of all 130 college football teams' head coaching rankings.
The Army job, in many ways, would be a great job.
It's 111 right now.
Yeah. The Army job, I mean, West Point's beautiful. You get to represent the United States Army. I mean, that's awesome. You're recruiting some of the finest young men in the country. That's awesome. And what they've done there, what Munkin has been able to do there and win, now that's really, really, really awesome. With that said, it's hard to win there. So I like the Army job an awful lot. And I think Army's better than the 110th job, 111th job in the country. I think that's very safe to say. But Not a whole lot better. Quickly, so you agree with me, Army job's good in some ways, but boy, it's really tough in some ways.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that high, though.
Yeah. Charlotte, 110, FIU, 109, San Jose State, 108, Hawaii, UAB, Wyoming, New Mexico, Bowling Green, Miami, Ohio, Tulane's at 101, Georgia Southern's at 100. 99 through 90, Troy, App State. I thought App State was a little bit higher. It's not a bad job. Rick Stockstill, Middle Tennessee State. At 97, Western Michigan, Central Michigan, Nevada, UNLV, Louisiana, Arkansas State, North Texas, Air Force at 87, Utah State at 86. Utah State wins more than 86. They're better than that. Hey, they have Navy at 82.
So Navy's the highest service academy?
Yes, Navy at 82. Maybe. I don't know, man. I think Army and Navy's very similar jobs there. ACC, SEC. By the way, of the Power Five, Rutgers, number 76. That's difficult. East Carolina, 74. I agree. I don't think East Carolina job's very easy. Memphis at 73. Of the ACC and the SEC, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Wake Forest at 70. I told you before, man, Wake Forest is Furman when it comes to campus and enrollment and all this kind of stuff. That's a tough, tough, tough job.
Furman's a beautiful campus.
It is. Indiana, 69 because of basketball. Kansas, 68. Duke, nice. 67. Those are all basketball powers.
Mm-hmm.
Duke and Wake Forest, small schools. Vanderbilt, 65. Academics, it's kind of a tough deal there. I get that. Kansas State, 64. Iowa State, 63. Yeah, Ames, Iowa doesn't seem like a great place. Washington State, 62. I agree with that. Boston College, 61. Cincinnati, 60. South Florida, 59. Syracuse, 58. I'm going to disagree with that one. Have you ever been to Syracuse?
I have not had the pleasure of going up to Syracuse.
It's kind of a, well, the city itself is kind of a dump. The suburbs are kind of nice. And I tell you, man, they do care about football. In this ranking, Zach, of ranking these jobs, I think how much you care about football is very important. And I will just tell you, man, at Syracuse, they care about football. Minnesota 57, Northwestern 56, BYU 55, Cal 54, Illinois 53, Purdue 52, Colorado 51, Central Florida 50. I might go a little higher than that. Boise State 49, Houston 48. Houston's an underrated job. There's so many players in Houston, Texas. This is a – is Houston now the fourth largest city in the country? Is that safe to say? Isn't it fourth?
Is it four?
New York, L.A., Chicago, and Houston?
I think so.
It's a major metropolitan area. And growing faster than almost any place.
It is fourth, yes.
Yeah. There's players there. Pittsburgh, 47. I think Houston's a better job than Pittsburgh. Virginia, 46. Kentucky, 45. See, I think Kentucky's a good job. Your basketball wins, and you stay out of trouble, and you win 7 or 8 a year, you're good. Arizona, 44. Same thing with North Carolina, 43. Baylor, Georgia Tech, 41. Missouri, 40. See, Missouri, you got St. Louis and Kansas City so close to you. And you got SEC football in a part of the country that you're not really recruiting against other SEC schools. I think you can differentiate at Missouri. I think that's a good job. Utah 39, Maryland 38. I don't think Maryland's the 30th best job in the country because, Zach, you got the disadvantage there of Baltimore and of DC being so close. Because, like, the Redskins fans are so into the Redskins. And now what the Nationals have been able to do. Seems like the Raven fans are pretty loyal to their people there too. Whereas Missouri is Kansas City and St. Louis. There's no NFL team in St. Louis right now. The Chiefs fans are big fans there. But that's a big difference in those two jobs, I think, is that you're competing more against more established football in Maryland than the NFL than you are in Missouri. TCU 37, Texas Tech 36, Mississippi State 35. I think Mississippi State's a tough job. In a state that doesn't produce, it produces players, but not enough. Alabama and LSU and all come get them, and I think that's tough. Arizona State 34. I've been to Tempe. It's beautiful there. West Virginia 33. They care about it, West Virginia, I'll tell you that. 32, Stanford. 31, Louisville. I think that's a good job. NC State 30. I think Louisville might be better than NC State job. Iowa 29, Ole Miss 28, Arkansas 27. Virginia Tech, 26. Virginia Tech's a better job than that. Michigan State, 25. Wisconsin, 24. South Carolina, 23. I think South Carolina's a better job than Virginia Tech.
Probably not.
Oklahoma State, 22. Miami, 21. Miami's great in that there's so many players there. The hard part of it is nobody cares about it.
Oh, they care when they're good, when they're winning.
But do they? They do, but they still, it's not like rabid. UCLA, 20. Nebraska, 19. Nebraska surprised me because there's no players there. Oregon 18, Washington 17, Tennessee 16, Auburn 15, Penn State 14, Notre Dame 13. That surprised me. I thought Notre Dame would have been a lot higher than that. Notre Dame at 13. Texas A&M 12. I disagree. I think Texas A&M is top 10 job. Michigan 11. Top 10 jobs in the country, according to Athlon's. LSU 10. Florida State 9. Higher than that, man. Oklahoma 8. I think Florida State's a better job than Oklahoma, even though currently that doesn't make sense. Clemson 7. Now, what it says about Clemson is not every coach has one big no program has changed its lot in life over the last decade more than Clemson. Long considered a sleeping giant, Clemson has emerged as a superpower thanks to Dabo Sweeney and his staff with a huge commitment from the school. This will be an elite program for the foreseeable future. The only school is better than Clemson job, according to this, Athlon Sports. Southern Cal at 6. Agree or not?
Southern Cal's a better job than Clemson?
Yep.
I don't agree with that.
So many players, man.
Don't agree with
so
that.
So many players close by.
Well, as we've seen, Clemson can pull players out of California.
True, very true. Florida 5?
Historically, yeah, they are.
Texas 4?
Southern Cal. Yes.
Ohio State 3?
Ohio State, yep.
Alabama 2?
Yep.
Number one job in the country going to Athlon Sports? Your Georgia Bulldogs.
Wow.
You love Georgia, boy.
You agree with those 6 ahead of Clemson?
I don't. Yeah. Yeah. But just players, man. Texas makes a good point. No one in L.A. cares about football. They did when Leinart and Reggie Bush were there. But, yeah. But now, that's before they had 2 NFL teams there now. Now they have 2 NFL teams.
They better care about football.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back to
fishing.
to, Jinx Patrick went up North Dakota, I think it was, and got back from a hunting trip. Can't wait to hear about that. And then Larry Penley joins us. His Clemson Tigers are going to the NCAA finals in men's golf. They finished third at their regional out in Austin, Texas. I'm going to ask him.